WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 55 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Community Foundation of the Brazos Valley celebrated its 15th anniversary at yesterday's tribute luncheon. One of this year's honorees, Ron Schmidt of Texas Commercial Waste, was among those thanking Sam Sharp for helping start the foundation.
So when he stood up here and 15 years ago, and when he received the Citizen of the Year Award, and he told everybody that he wanted to start a community foundation, I knew right then that it would be successful.
Foundation President Patricia Gerling reported over the last year, the foundation has more than doubled its assets.
Your community foundation's endowment has grown from $3.5 million to $8.1 million. Over the past year, we are pleased to welcome 6 new funds.
Also honored were Corps of Cadets Commandant Joe Ramirez and attorney Larry Holt and his wife Judy. 16 months in the making, CHI St. Joseph Health and the Texas A&M system announce a new partnership. A&M President Michael Young spoke of the impact A&M medical students will have getting additional opportunities to learn from and train with CHI providers in rural and urban settings.
Expand primary care, specialty care, looking at those areas that need expanded care. Mental health services are a good example of something that in this valley we need more of. Opportunities to do that together and to train the next generation of physicians.
System Chancellor John Sharp talked about how 15,000 system employees and retirees in the Brazos Valley can significantly reduce their health insurance costs starting in June.
We'll be able to enjoy a 75% reduction in primary care copays, a 50% reduction in specialty copays, a 50% reduction in coinsurance costs. But let me be clear about something. We're not requiring anyone to switch doctors. However, if you or your doctor want to participate in this money-saving option, we certainly will welcome you.
The deal brings A&M's brand to CHI's 16 primary care locations in the Brazos Valley, while CHI becomes the primary clinical partner for A&M in the Bryan College Station market. Suspects are still being sought in 2 shootings early Sunday morning in West Bryan. Police learned of both shootings when the victim showed up at the hospital with what turned out to be non-life-threatening injuries. A 19-year-old victim was shot after a fight broke out during a large party early on Turkey Creek Road. 90 minutes later, a 31-year-old man said he was shot after he was robbed by 3 suspects on Marshall Avenue. Both victims were treated and released. George H.W. Bush is back in the hospital. The spokesman for the former president says Mr. Bush appears to be recovering from an infection that spread to his blood. The 93-year-old who was admitted Sunday is responding to treatments. Tonight, there will be a public remembrance ceremony for Barbara Bush at the Fountain Plaza in front of the Bush Library. The program, which starts at 8 p.m., is being organized by the library's public programs interns. Meantime, the gravesite for the former First Lady will remain open to the public during regular hours from 9:30 until 5, Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday from noon until 5. Free admission at the Bush Library continues today from 9:30 until 8. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 55 degrees. You can text us anytime during the show at 979-695-1620. Powered by Citibank, where the Y in City stands for you. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Rebert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A&M United Methodist Church means family to me. It gives our family a place to worship, pray, and serve together. We love how people of all ages participate in the services and programs. My husband and I are both teachers, but we know how much we have to learn about love, forgiveness, and raising our kids in challenging times. We are so thankful to be members of A&M United Methodist Church, where we experience the joy of God's family every day.
I'm Pastor Preston Greenwalt. Come be a part of our family this Sunday at A&M United Methodist Church.
Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia, candidate for Brazos County District Clerk. As district clerk, my primary responsibility will be service to the courts. I will be a full-time district clerk, working daily with the courts to improve the current processes and ensure the district clerk's office is doing all of its duties assigned by law. Vote for me, Gabriel Garcia, for Brazos County District Clerk in the primary runoff elections on May 22nd.
Paid for by Gabriel Garcia campaign, Pat Sedcheck, treasurer. Howdy, Coach Gary Blair inviting you to a celebration dinner and silent live auction Thursday, May the 3rd at the Expo Complex, benefiting Special Olympics and other charities. Doors open at 6 and $10 will get you dinner and drinks. Go to CoachBlairCharities.org for more. Special thanks to BB&T, Chili Fest, Jack Hilliard Distributing, Valak Financial Advisors, and the flagship of Aggie Athletics. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, good morning. That's us. It's 610 doing weather. It's brought to you by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Your nationwide agent, part of their member-driven community. We're serving members' needs as their top priority. Call your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, today. 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
High pressure will bring us a beautiful day across South Central Texas. Sunny and warm afternoon readings in the low to mid-80s. Clouds will be on the increase overnight. Temperatures drop back to around 60. Mostly cloudy Wednesday. Should stay dry, though, upper 70s. Clouds, maybe a shower, mid-50s Wednesday night. Then the sun returns Thursday, mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Doug Webster, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zane Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Fighting Texas Aggie baseball is back at Olsen tonight. Things are starting to come down to the wire for the Aggs. Not a lot left here in the regular season. Coach Rob Childress joined the Louis Bellina show yesterday on The Zone and echoed those sentiments and said, now's when the rubber meets the road.
We've got 12 games left to play, and this is what it's all about. This is why you choose to come to Texas A&M to compete for championships.
We'll hear a little bit more from Coach coming up, as well as talking some NBA playoff hoops. The Rockets with a commanding lead against the Minnesota Timberwolves, and also the San Antonio Spurs trying to stay alive. All that and more coming up in sports.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
so
baby.
Yesterday was just, I mean, from a weather standpoint, could it have been much better?
No, it was
right.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was really pretty.
It was early on, and, you know, it was cool enough that you could be outside if you needed to do anything, mm-hmm. and then went ahead and warmed up to be all right. And we pretty much got the same thing going on today. Now, just understand, tomorrow the winds come around out of the south. It's going to feel a little different, and we got our best chance of showers. But, I mean, we're basically looking at sunshine all the way through Tuesday right now. So, aside from that little hiccup right there. So, get out there and enjoy it. That's why you live in Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Tuesday today or next Tuesday?
Well, next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.
A whole week.
I was like,
sunshine,
we're looking at the sunshine
through today.
Yeah, exactly. Yay. No, it's going to be, yeah. So, we got that going on.
Oh, heck yeah.
All right. So, I don't know if you remember, I guess it was about maybe 6 months ago, we did this story about a guy named Gilberto Escamilla.
Okay.
Okay, Cameron County Juvenile Center. He stole a bunch of fajita meat.
That's right, yep.
Like over $1 million worth of fajita meat.
Which is delicious.
It is.
Let's give him props.
Now, but the thing is, he planned for it because he did this over a 9-year period.
Right. It wasn't one big heist.
No. So he's working for the Cameron County Juvenile Center when he ordered these things to be served, well, we think, in the kitchen.
Right.
Only the fajitas never made it to where they needed to.
Mm-hmm.
Instead,
they made it to his belly.
They did. They made it to his place. In fact, what happened was, kitchen workers informed the driver that they never, ever serve fajitas at the juvenile center. And that's when they went, well, something's not right here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He got 50 years in prison.
What?
Yeah.
Well, for stealing fajitas?
$1 million, Zach.
$1 million worth.
He took it one slice at a time.
I guess.
No, man, it didn't cost him a dime.
Yeah, was he
How
having...
do you not get sick of fajitas after 9 years?
I mean, if you think about...
It's, yeah, you don't.
I mean, well, no, they're fajitas delicious, are amazing. But come on.
You got beef fajitas,
yeah.
You got chicken fajitas,
yeah.
You got shrimp fajitas.
Yeah, but I don't know that he got all those different kinds.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you know. So I wanted to start the day with that because I didn't want to start...
Justice served.
That's right, with the story about the guy who got the key stuck in his head.
Ooh.
Head.
Was he trying to unlock his brain?
19-year-old was rushed to the hospital with a key wedged nearly 2 inches in his head.
Ouch.
Uh-huh. Anyway, they operated.
That went through skull, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
What's the backstory?
Well, I'll be glad to tell you.
Okay, good.
And unfortunately, if you want to see him, there are pictures because
nope.
That's what the internet was for.
No thanks.
All right. So this happened in India, so I can't pronounce any of these names.
All right. You can
we'll just
make
say,
up something.
Yeah, on Fred. April the, yes, right. On April the 18th at about 11 a.m. in a brawl at Fred's Village, a teenager was assaulted by somebody, and a bike key got lodged in his skull.
Ooh.
That's the report. He's brought to my outpatient department around 3:30, the surgeon said. After seeing a scan and a report, we started the surgery around 6:30 the same day. They were not really in a bus tail hurry, were they?
No.
No.
Key in the head.
Things,
yep.
They kind of move by their own pace over
there. There's other stuff that could happen. That's
sure.
Right. He was discharged 3 days later after the incident and said to be making a good recovery. What did I say? What did you say his name is?
Fred.
Yeah, Fred. Had, the surgery lasted about 3.5 hours, during which they opened up part of his skull and removed the key.
Mm.
He has since recovered and doing fine. Discharged 3 days later, April the 21st in the evening. Expected to come in with a follow-up checkup.
It's wow. Right on top of his noggin, too.
Yeah, you went, didn't you?
Yeah,
and
I did.
I didn't mean to. I mean,
and then
I
we
went.
Went then I went down a rabbit hole because Google Images, of course, took me to other things that have been stuck in people's heads. There was a stiletto heel.
Oh, good. Ow. You're not going to unsee that stuff.
No.
Good for you. All right.
We got a lot of info.
Mation. I've never been one of those squeamish people.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, like, you know, whenever you see videos of these athletes when, I don't know, their knee explodes and
right.
Stuff.
Yeah.
And everybody turns away really quick. I don't know if I would do that. I don't know if I'd be like, ooh, that's gnarly.
Okay. Well, try being there one time and see how that works
yeah, well, that
for
is true
you.
Too.
Okay.
Don't miss the Kubota Field Event Open House at Norman G. Tractor for one day and one day only this Friday, April 27th. For that one business day this Friday, April 27th at Norman G. Tractor in Norman G., Texas, you'll find exclusive comparison demos from Kubota reps and receive event-only discounts while enjoying great food and drink. This Friday at Norman G. Tractor, you can test drive the tractor of your dreams, talk to the guys at Norman G. as well as the Kubota factory reps. If you've never been on a Kubota tractor before, here's your chance to drive the best. Take home free apparel and product giveaways, hats, jackets, coolers, and more. Norman G. Tractor at Highway 39 at OSR in Norman G., Texas, or go to normangtractor.com. Norman G. Tractor, winner of the Kubota Elite Award of Excellence and Best Farm and Equipment Retailer in the Best of the Brazos for 17 years. Remember, when it comes to the field event this Friday only on Kubota tractors, lawnmowers, and implements, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor.
Christina. Oh, and my brother, my best friend, and my mom, too. I make them wear seatbelts every time. I don't want anything bad to happen to them.
You protect the ones you love most. Shouldn't that include you, too? In 2016, 42% of Texas teens who died in crashes weren't wearing a seatbelt. So if you care about it, put a seatbelt around it. That includes you. Every rider, every ride.
Did I mention Christina?
If you love it, click it. Brought to you by TxDOT.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Here we go. It's April the 24th. It's a Tuesday. It's Pigs in a Blanket Day.
Yum.
That can be good.
Yeah.
It could be, you can either do like biscuity type pigs in a blanket
sure.
Or you could do the pancake thing. Pigs mm-hmm.
Ooh.
In a blanket.
By the way, this past weekend when I went to Austin, I went to a kolache place.
Mm-hmm.
Pulled pork kolaches and brisket kolaches.
Sounds good.
What time of day did you eat them?
Breakfast.
Wow.
Breakfast.
Okay. All right.
Of course. It was, oh man, it was so good.
Yeah. Well, they, you know, that's pretty good stuff. You know, or you can go to the grocery store and get the Jimmy Dean sausage that's surrounded by a pancake
sure.
On
mm-hmm.
a stick.
Right. Or you can make the little mini, croissant with
yep.
the little smokies in them.
Yep. That works.
Oh, you're yeah. making me hungry.
Well, there we go. That's what we're here for. It's also Library Congress Day.
Okay.
That's when they decided to put some money together. I think they used like $5,000 to start the Library Congress. So New Kids on the Block Day. I have no idea why.
All right.
Is there a reason?
Maybe they released something
Maybe.
For the first time on this day.
That was a music group, Scott.
I know who they were.
Okay. Yeah.
let me see. Okay, in 1989, the Commonwealth of Massachusetts declared an original holiday on behalf of their most cherished group.
Really? Yeah, there you go.
All right.
Really? Okay.
Cool.
I guess so.
Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch isn't their most
no,
cherished group?
No, apparently not. So, and, you know, they do more for Boston than the New Kids on the Block do, quite
yeah.
honestly. It's Firefly Day.
Okay.
I could have gone and gotten Al City, but it was too much trouble.
Aww.
Yeah, I know. It's a go diaper free week.
Hey, woo-hoo. There you go. I'm already 2 days in. Boom. I'm a big boy now.
Let's do some birthdays.
Birthdays for today. Kalani is turning 23. She sings Good Life on the Fate of the Furious soundtrack.
All right.
So if you know that. Yeah. Tyson Ritter is turning 34. He's the singer, yeah, the
hang
lead
on just
singer.
Hang on just a second. We have so many entertainers with just one name now. You know
sure.
What I'm
yeah.
Because mm-hmm.
there used to be just...
Cher.
There used to be two.
And Madonna.
Elvis and Cher, okay?
Oh, okay.
Then Madonna, you could add her.
Yeah.
That's fine. But, I mean, after that, then... It just got to the point where people went, no, I want to do one
but
name.
But I knew Elvis's last name.
Yeah.
Well,
does Elvis count if you know the last name?
Right.
I don't know Cher's last name.
Right, or Madonna's.
Okay. All right, that's fair. That's fair. All right, I see where you're going with that.
Mm-hmm. But you're right. Nowadays, and they're not even their real names. So I don't know if Cher was
that's
a real
the other,
name.
That's the other thing.
Does
that's
Cher go still go by Sonny's last name?
No.
She
goes by Cher.
She goes by Cher, yeah.
Okay.
And again, of course, when she signs a contract, I guess she's got to put her last name.
Maybe.
But
you're right.
Maybe.
That's a good point. You knew Elvis's last name,
right.
But these
right.
other people you don't. And, mm-hmm. and who was this person you just said?
Kalani.
Yeah, Kalani.
She's turned him the big 2-3 today,
well,
so good for
her.
Her.
Yeah.
Tyson Ritter is turning 34, lead singer of the All-American Rejects.
I'll keep you my dirty little secret.
I have a feeling Chelsea's going to be singing along a lot this morning.
Yes.
We got some big ones coming up.
Okay.
Namely, the very next one, actually. Kelly Clarkson
Ooh.
Is turning 36.
But since you've been gone,
oh, what a great ballad.
I saw her
Thanks
in concert.
Did you really?
Concert, a private concert at the Glass Cactus. Before the Cotton Bowl.
Oh.
That's why I want A&M to go back to the Cotton Bowl,
yeah.
Not because it's the premier one or whatever, because of all the stuff they give the media.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
amazing.
There was a day when it
cool.
was pretty good. Yeah.
But yeah, they had like an open bar at the Glass Cactus, and Kelly Clarkson was performing just for me. So
your perfect night, Zach.
It was awesome.
Now, and she sang with Reba at the CMTs, I guess, two
yeah.
weeks ago.
Okay.
Right?
Well, she's a huge Reba fan.
Yeah.
Like, they did a song together, right?
Does He Love You, right. Yeah, exactly.
No.
Oh, no.
That was Linda Dave. Or they might have. They might have done that, too.
Was,
but it was
yeah.
one of Kelly's songs that
okay.
Reba actually
yeah.
came in and did.
Cool. Yeah.
But, so she's a big-time Reba fan. From Texas,
yeah.
Kelly Clarkson.
Sure enough.
There you go.
And first winner of American Idol, right?
Also, yeah, that, too.
What's going on?
The second place guy is now Little Sweet.
Justin Green.
Yeah. Little Sweet.
Yeah.
So
you just wanted to do that.
Two directions of their careers.
Yeah.
Rebecca Mader is turning 41, the Wicked Witch on Once Upon a Time. She was also on Lost. Damon Lindelof, speaking of Lost, he's the Lost creator, helped write Star Trek Into Darkness.
Okay.
He's turning the big 4-5.
Yeah.
Tomorrowland and Prometheus, some pretty good movies.
Yeah.
Derek Luke turning 44, Mr. Porter in 13 Reasons Why. Antoine Fisher, I think Derek Luke was Antoine Fisher.
All
right. If you've seen that movie. So yeah, he was. So it was a pretty good movie. Rory McCann turning 49, The Hound on Soap Opera with Swords. Aidan Gillen turning 50, Peter Baelish on Soap Opera with Swords. Mm. Katie Dempsey over at KD95 is a big-time fan of his. Cedric the Entertainer turning 54.
Oh.
So there you go. Jimon Hansu is turning 54. Now, you don't recognize the name, probably. You recognize him from a lot of stuff. He was in Gladiator, Blood Diamond. He's been in a lot of stuff. He was the co-star with Leonardo DiCaprio in Blood Diamond. Doug Clifford is turning 73. We would play a little Creedence Clearwater Revival, but we are running a bit behind. Barbara Streisand is turning 76.
Wow.
Funny girl.
Barb.
People was a big hit.
Yeah, she's been a lot of stuff.
Yep.
And Shirley MacLaine, Sister Sarah, turning 84 today.
Oh, my.
Where she's been a lot of other stuff. Terms of Endearment, she won an Oscar for that.
She
Guarding
did.
Tess.
Yeah.
But she's turning the 8-4 today, and that's all I got for birthdays.
Well, we got Chipper Jones, Major League Baseball player, 36.
Oh.
Yeah, Vince Ferragamo, the quarterback, 64. Eric Bogosian, you may remember him. He used to be on, I don't know, other stuff, 65. And Phil Robertson today. Was it his daughter yesterday? Was it?
Oh, yeah.
No,
oh, I know.
It was his granddaughter.
Was it Friday?
Is Phil the grandfather?
Phil, yeah, Phil's the grandfather. Oh, okay. Man, okay. Have y'all not watched the show?
No.
Phil Phil was a starting quarterback.
I know all their names, but I don't know who they are.
You know the story about Phil Robertson. He was a starting quarterback at Louisiana Tech.
Yeah.
His backup, Terry Bradshaw.
Yeah, that's right.
So, yeah.
Well, which is fine. Okay. He played against A&M then, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Could have been. Not sure. They
would have been back in the 60s.
Back in the day.
Late 60s.
Mm-hmm. Could be. 72, huh? All right, there you go, 625.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All these Trump-hating snowflakes in the education system are now taking their frustrations out on the president and conservatives in newly published textbooks. Now, the Daily Caller reports that an AP U.S. history textbook set to release in 2019 contains anti-Trump, anti-conservative, and Christian bias. Now, in the textbook, NYU professor James Frazier portrays Christians, conservatives, and President Donald Trump as bigots who fear non-white ethnicities. Now, one section of the book entitled The Angry Election of 2016 described Clinton supporters as, quote, worried about the mental stability of the president-elect and that the anger that he and his supporters brought to the nation. I wonder if the author reminds students of Hillary's mishandling of classified information.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, can I help you?
Yes, I have a snoring problem.
Can you describe it for me, please?
Well, it's about 5'11" with curly hair and a mustache.
Oh, I see.
Moot is the latest in snoring technology from Australia that may be the solution to your 5'11" snoring problem, letting you finally get a good night's sleep. Snoring is not normal and happens when we breathe through our mouth instead of our nose. Moot is a comfortable nasal dilator that sits inside the nose and supports the airway, allowing snorers to breathe more easily through their nose and keep their mouth closed during sleep. Trials show that 75% of couples are able to enjoy a good night's sleep together when their partner uses Moot. Moot is effective, easy to use, and may just be your answer to a good night's sleep. Moot is available at Walgreens, GNC, and your local drugstore. Find your nearest store at mutesnoring.com. Moot. Breathe more, snore less, sleep better.
Benford Insect Control has been providing complete pest and termite control in the Brazos Valley since 1947. They specialize in treating your home or business for insects, rodents, and termites. For over 60 years, Benford's built a reputation of providing the highest quality service at an affordable price. So for your free pest and termite evaluation, call Benford Insect Control today at 822-5524 or click on to BenfordInsectControl.com. Benford Insect Control. Bug and Bug since 1947.
Hank the Cow Dog is coming back to the Bush Library and Museum on May 22nd and 23rd. Hank's vibrant author, John Erickson, will sing songs accompanying himself on the banjo and read from various books using the voices of the characters. Every student on site receives a free Hank the Cow Dog book, and free bus funding is available for schools. For more information and to make reservations, visit bush41.org. That's bush41.org.
Good morning, 628 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Checking some weather. It's brought to you by Ground Shuttle. They offer frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports, and now daily service to the Austin airport too. Reserve your Houston or Austin airport commute now at groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving. High today around 82, much like yesterday, just a little bit warmer. Winds out of the north at about 5 miles an hour this afternoon. Then tonight we'll be down to around 60. And then probably 80 or upper 70s for the balance of the week. We do have a 40% chance of rain on Wednesday night, but aside from that, got a pretty good run here for the next 6-7 days. Right now, calm winds out there, fair skies, it's 55.
Spring is here, and so is the 2018 Spring Parade of Homes. The parade is over 2 weekends, Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th, and May 5th and 6th. Find your new home or come out to see the new trends in home products, construction, and design. Builders or their representatives can visit with you about purchasing or designing your dream home. Your Parade of Homes information can be found at gbvbuilders.org, Facebook, Parade Craze Mobile app, The Eagle newspaper, TheEagle.com, and InsideBrazosValley.com. Don't forget the Spring Parade of Homes, April 28th and 29th, and May 5th and 6th.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Google parent Alphabet posted surging quarterly profits as advertisers kept swarming to the search giant. The good news in the results is that Google still makes an insane amount of money, but the Wall Street Journal says that's also bad news as its strong advertising growth could lead to more scrutiny. European Union regulators want new privacy laws to stop tech giants and their partners from pressuring consumers to relinquish control of their data in exchange for services. Shares of tobacco companies tumbled after Philip Morris said cigarette shipments fell more than expected and sales for its cigarette alternative started to stall in a key market, raising wider alarm about the state of the tobacco industry. Philip Morris shares plunged 16%, the biggest one-day slide since becoming a public company in March 2008. The disappointing quarterly results dragged down shares of Altria, British American Tobacco, and Imperial Brands. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a moderately higher open this morning. That's your money now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-244-6060. That's 800-244-6060. 800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 55 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health Medical Group. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. CHI St. Joseph Health and the Texas A&M System have announced a partnership affecting multiple people in the Brazos Valley. St. Joseph Vice President Donovan French says CHI becomes the primary clinical partner for A&M in the Bryan-College Station market.
Through collaboration of faculty and clinicians at Texas A&M Health Science Center and physicians and clinicians at the CHI St. Joseph Health, with a heavy focus on primary care and rural medicine.
CHI's Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Kia Parsi, says over the next 5 years, there will be an increase in teaching opportunities for A&M medical students.
Having these students stay in our community will have a halo effect of improved care and clinical capabilities for our entire local area. These students will have opportunity to learn medicine in both the larger typical hospital setting, but also in surrounding rural communities.
The dean of A&M's College of Medicine, Carrie Byington, who was born at St. Joseph's, focused on providing more medical coverage to rural areas of the Brazos Valley.
The rural populations tend to be older, poorer, and less healthy than their urban counterparts, and 10% of them are veterans, another vital important population that we serve at Texas A&M.
The deal also brings the A&M brand to CHI's 16 primary care locations, and starting in June, 15,000 A&M system employees and retirees in the Brazos Valley can take advantage of reduced medical costs through the St. Joseph Network. Texas A&M's agreement with CHI St. Joseph was one of two major announcements yesterday involving the medical school. In Houston, Governor Abbott announced a new 30-acre research campus that involves A&M, the University of Texas, the Baylor College of Medicine, and the private sector. Abbott said the new campus at the Texas Medical Center will open in 2022 and is expected to create 30,000 new jobs and generate an economic impact of $5 billion. 15 years ago, local residents organized the Community Foundation of the Brazos Valley. A member of that group was among those honored yesterday at the foundation's annual tribute luncheon. Attorney Larry Holt, who was recognized with his wife Judy, also congratulated the other recipients, Ron Schmidt of Texas Commercial Waste and Texas A&M's Corps of Cadets Commandant Joe Ramirez.
Ron has been a major factor in the nonprofit arena for many, many decades. And General Maris, I thank you for your contributions to this community. And I thank both of you for your contributions to the your service to the United States and the military. And General Maris, I'd give you an extra kudo for your leadership of the Corps of Cadets at Texas A&M. In my opinion, there is no better citizen of this community than the Corps of Cadets at Texas A&M.
General Ramirez thanked those who donate their time to what he described as the magnificent work that goes on in the Brazos Valley.
I am truly honored and truly honored to be among so many great friends here that I've got a chance to meet over the last 7.5 years. I am truly honored that I am also a member of this community now. This is my community. I live here now. If my wife has anything to say about it, we are never leaving ever again.
Over the past year, the foundation more than doubled its assets to over $8 million. Last year, the foundation distributed more than $114,000 in grants and scholarships to nonprofit charities and higher education institutions. Bryan police continue to investigate two shootings that occurred 90 minutes apart early Sunday morning on the city's west side. Both victims were treated and released. The first report was to a large party on Turkey Creek Road off FM 2818. According to BPD's news release, officers responded to a fight broke out and someone fired a gun. While officers were on scene, a 19-year-old victim showed up at the hospital with a gunshot wound. Then officers returned to the hospital when a 31-year-old man showed up with a gunshot wound. BPD's news release indicated the man was shot when it was one of two victims of an armed robbery on Marshall Avenue. Three suspects are accused of taking an undisclosed amount of money. In Austin, the state Senate's Finance Committee today will try to tighten the screws on efforts by TxDOT to sneak toll roads into existing highways.
Senators will check on compliance with a new law that forbids the conversion of free lanes to toll lanes. Anti-toll activist Terry Hall says opposition to toll roads is also building on the federal level, where the White House is walking back tolls in the president's infrastructure plan.
I do think that the president is changing up his direction on infrastructure because there's been such a grassroots backlash.
Hall says a new law to be reviewed today also prohibits the conversion of HOV lanes to toll roads. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
George H.W. Bush is back in the hospital. The spokesman for the former president says Mr. Bush appears to be recovering from an infection that spread to his blood. The 93-year-old who was admitted Sunday is responding to treatments. Tonight, there will be a public remembrance ceremony for Barbara Bush at the Fountain Plaza in front of the Bush Library. The program, which starts at 8 p.m., is being organized by the library's public programs interns. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 55 degrees. Be part of the show this morning. We would love to hear from you. 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Ill advice number 55. Eating grapefruit for breakfast makes you lose weight. Sounds like good advice, but is it really? CHI St. Joseph Health primary care physicians know how to get you to a better state of health with same or next day appointments and access to leading medical specialists. Tired of bitter morning routines? Unmask the whole truth at illadvice.org and schedule your wellness visit with CHI St. Joseph Health today.
Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with a dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
Miramont Country Club, in proud and patriotic support of Folds of Honor and Allen Academy, are proud to play host to the second annual Patriot Dinner on Sunday, April 29th, followed by the Cadet Golf Classic on Monday, April 30th. Featured speaker of this year's Patriot Dinner is Ginger Gilbert Ravella, widow of Air Force Major Troy Gilbert, killed in combat in 2006 while flying an F-16 in Iraq. Visit the website, thecadet.org, to secure seating for the dinner. Sponsorship packages are also available. Allen Academy and Folds of Honor are 501C.
Good morning, 638, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Checking some weather. It's brought to you by Malik, your AC and heating experts, Aggie owned and operated. Malik, feel the difference.
We'll have plenty of sunshine to go around today. It'll be very nice this afternoon. Temperatures 80 to 85. Clouds will be increasing overnight as the system moves our way from the northwest, upper 50s. Mostly cloudy Wednesday, should stay dry. Temperatures in the upper 70s. Clouds Wednesday night, a shower or a thundershower, mid-50s. Sunny, a bit cooler, upper 70s Thursday. I'm meteorologist Doug Webster, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, talking plenty of Texas A&M athletics. Of course, Fighting Texas Aggie baseball is back on the field tonight as it welcomes Abilene Christian to town. We'll hear from Coach Rob Childress. Also, Texas A&M men's basketball held its annual awards banquet last night. Guys coming off that Sweet 16 appearance, so a lot of awards to be handed out. And in the professional game, the Houston Rockets have a commanding 3-1 series lead following last night's 119-100 win over Minnesota. So we'll hear a little bit from James Harden. They scored 50 points in the third quarter, by the way. Did the Rockets 1 point shy of a record for the playoffs. All that and more coming up in sports.
There you go. So we had that story about the Senate in Texas and toll roads. They're going to look at what are they going to do? They're going to change some roads that aren't toll to toll roads.
Mm-hmm.
Is that basically the idea?
Sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
The written script isn't in front of me.
Okay. All right.
So I'll find it, though.
Here's the deal. Well,
you know.
And again, we understand when we go to the big city that we got toll roads there.
I mean,
that's what happens. That's part of the deal. Now, you mentioned that, but the other thing that needs to be mentioned is that apparently TxDOT is going to waive late toll fees for drivers who fail to pay their bills on time.
Okay.
$1.3 billion in late fees.
Jeez.
Okay.
Well, the hard part, too, is like in Houston, for instance, I have a text tag or Texas tag,
right,
whatever that one is. But then on some toll roads, you need an easy tag.
Mm-hmm. Well, they need to take care of that situation. Go ahead.
Right. And so it's just not, it's not consistent throughout the whole city, depending on where you're coming from. And that's frustrating for someone like me who doesn't live in the city,
right,
and doesn't necessarily know. And I'm, you know, here I am. I have one tag, so I'm trying to follow the rules. But next thing you know, I'm on a road where it's a totally different tag. So
I don't even know if it would help me getting a tag, honestly, because I don't go that often. I don't go to Houston or Dallas
when
or
I
even
was
often.
When I was coaching club volleyball, I went a lot.
Okay,
just
well, that
a
makes
different
sense.
Bigger. So I and the text tag's fine because it just kind of reloads when it needs to, and it's taken care of. But then you've got the easy tag, and then you've got, I think, some other ones, too. And so it's just kind of, it's confusing.
Well, just even in our general area, there's some that are really worthwhile, like 99.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
right.
99 is really worthwhile.
99% of the time, that's what I'm using when I'm going.
Because if you need to go to south, that's fine. If you need to go up to the airport, that's fine. So that can work. But there's some that are a little crazy, like if you're going into Austin, right there by 183, they've got a toll thing that you can go through that allows you to, I don't know, maybe keep you from going through three traffic lights.
Okay.
And it's pretty dang expensive.
Yeah.
But it'll be worthwhile soon. I'm not sure that it is now. But talking about this, the NBC affiliate in Austin was reporting that TxDOT is going to clear these late fees that were accumulated between 2007 and March of 2018. That's when the Senate bill 312 went into effect that capped total toll late fees at $48 annually.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's the maximum you can be charged.
Okay.
How is that going to stop people?
Right, from not just going
exactly.
through.
Well, I know somebody who keeps getting those notifications in the mail. They just don't pay them.
Well, right.
Eventually, I'm hoping it'll catch up with you. Caller.
Hello. Good morning.
Hey.
I have a Texas tag as well, and anywhere that says easy tag, you can it'll bill it.
They work?
Oh, sweet.
They're comparable? Thank
you. Good to
you.
Know, because I've been
that.
Waiting for a bill in the mail from the easy tag
okay.
that I just
well,
ran
they're,
through.
Chelsea's been sitting on her front
but
stoop
that's the thing
every day.
No, but I've been worried because I'm like, well, I just went through
yep.
it.
Yep.
I, you know, didn't use the cash lane because I didn't have any cash.
Yep. Since it's all automatic, that'll work. Hey, I want to play some audio. It's about 2 minutes worth, but I think it's pretty interesting. The guy's name is Mark Robinson. This is about half of what his speech was to the Greenville, South Carolina City Council. They were going to have a gun show.
Okay.
And they started talking about that. And so they have an opportunity, like anything else, where people can come up and talk about stuff. So this is Mark Robinson. He's from Greenville, South Carolina.
I didn't have time to write a fancy speech. I didn't have time to, you know, I didn't have the resource of an English teacher to sit down and write a speech with at school today. And I've heard a whole lot of people in here talking tonight about this group and that group and domestic violence and blacks, these minorities and that minority. What I want to know is, when are you all going to start standing up for the majority? And here's who the majority is. I'm the majority. I'm a law-abiding citizen who's never shot anybody, never committed a serious crime, never committed a felony. But it seems like every time we have one of these shootings, nobody wants to blame, put the blame where it goes, which is at the shooter's feet. You want to put it at my feet. You want to turn around and restrict my right, constitutional right that's spelled out in black and white. You want to restrict my right to buy a firearm and protect myself from some of the very people you're talking about in here tonight. It does not make any sense. The law-abiding citizens of this community and many communities around this country, we're the first ones taxed and the last ones considered and the first ones punished when things like this happens, because our rights are the ones that are being taken away. That's the reason why I came down here today, gun show or no gun show, NRA or no NRA. I'm here to stand up for the law-abiding citizens of this community, because I'm going to tell you that what's going to happen. You can take the guns away from us all you want to. You all write a law, I follow the law, I'll bring my guns down here, I'll turn them in. But here's what's going to happen. The Crips and the Bloods on the other side of town, they're not going to turn their guns in. They're still going to break in my house, and they're still going to shoot me with them. And guess who's going to be the one that suffers? It's going to be me. Well, I'm here to tell you tonight, it is not going to happen. I mean, I'm going to come down here to this city council and raise hell just like these loonies from the left do until you listen to the majority of the people in this city. And I am the majority.
Mark
Preach.
Robinson.
Yeah. Preach.
I'm telling you.
Wow.
I'm wondering why he doesn't run for city council.
I'm fired
I imagine
up.
He will after that.
Well, and he just.
I'm ready to run through a brick wall, Scott.
There you go. He just makes sense. He just makes sense.
No, you're not supposed to make sense.
I know
Scott.
You're not. I know
Everyone
you're not.
Everyone will fall in line. Yep. Everyone will obey the laws.
Yep. And again, the law abiding citizens are the ones who end up paying for
wow.
it.
Wow. That's one of the best. Yep. You know, I guess the way he worded everything yep. and the points that he made
well,
crafted
whole,
very, very well.
The whole speech lasts about 4.5 minutes. I cut about half of that okay. out. But the other half that's still in there talks about he speaks just as well. It's really amazing this guy walked in and did that. He's been on, I think, one of the Fox shows this week. So
okay.
He's gotten some publicity from it. But again, if you want to see the entire speech, his name is Mark Robinson. You can just type that in, Mark Robinson, Greenville, South Carolina, and you'll see the whole deal. All right, 646.
You put your mower through a lot. All that back and forth on all those acres can add up to thousands of miles. Gravely mowers are built for all-day performance, helping you get the job done season after season. And right now, you can get 0% financing on all Gravely zero-turn mowers. Head to ASAP Equipment at 730 Peach Creek Cutoff Road today. ASAP Equipment, your local independent Gravely dealer. Hurry, at 0% financing, these mowers won't last long. Gravely, built to mow the distance.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 10 to 11 a.m., experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, April 14th, it's Farm Pond Weed Control and Fertilization. This class will help you develop sound strategies for controlling troublesome aquatic weeds and also how to prevent some of them. Come learn how to make your farm pond the best it can be this week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
There's a special spot in your garden, perhaps as yet unplanted, where the perfect little plant could add an exclamation point to its surroundings. Curiously, that chosen place is several feet off the ground, and it's waiting there for a lovely hanging baskets. Bountiful Baskets, the topic of our program today. I'll be back with details right after this message. If you want the most useful reference book in Texas gardening, I believe Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening to be exactly that. I self-published this book so I could have exactly the book I always wanted to have for you. Chapter 1 is Basics of Gardening in the Lone Star State, and Chapter 2 is a calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. The one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. Every book goes outside. It's not in stores. It's not on Amazon. It's not a revision of my cowboy boot book from 1991. $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling during the week 800-752- grow or order anytime at neilsperry.com, neilsperry.com. Hanging baskets are decorative, they're functional, and they're easy. Visit any fine gardening center today. You'll find a wealth of choices, both in baskets and the plants to grow in them. Wire baskets lined with sphagnum moss allow you to grow in through the sides for a quicker cover and fuller look. Heavier iron baskets are much sturdier and they're often sold in larger sizes. Clay containers work well, as can wooden baskets and tubs. Even plastic baskets will suffice, although they generally lack the natural look. There are lots of nice choices of baskets. Always choose a lightweight, highly organic potting mix for your hanging basket. It needs to include at least half brown sphagnum peat moss by volume and 20 to 25% pine bark mulch. The remainder could be perlite. It's a lightweight, inorganic material that captures and holds moisture for plant roots. This soilless planting medium will lack natural nutrients, so add a teaspoon or two of an encapsulated timed-release plant food a week or two after planting. Apply a diluted, water-soluble, complete and balanced plant food with each watering as well. Secure your hanging basket with sturdy supports. Wrought iron hooks and brackets are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Lead anchors can be inserted into mortar joints to hold the hooks and brackets. If you're hanging a large basket for an eave or a tree limb, use a large, long hook. Screw it into a solid support beam or a suitably large branch. Never wrap any means of support around a tree branch. Hang the basket with cable, not wire or chain, for maximum strength. Use small cable clamps to secure it and insert a swivel or clip in line to allow it to rotate freely. Many of us have used pulleys to allow us to raise our baskets high into the tree's canopies and then to lower them for routine maintenance. Tie the cable to a second hook somewhere low on the tree's trunk. Use gloves to protect your hands as you raise and lower large baskets. I do the same thing with our big bird feeders. Now, watering high baskets can present unusual challenges. Drip irrigation lines work well unless the squirrels eat through them, but you also can use a long-handled watering wand with an on and off valve, and that can really help you as well. Take a look at a nursery near you for all the different options you have in plants for those baskets. It's an exciting time. I'm Neil Sperry. Maximize the evenings and our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning at 6:51. 18th-ranked Fighting Texas Aggie baseball is back at home tonight, entertaining Abilene Christian for a midweek showdown. Now, with only 4 weeks left in the season, Coach Rob Childress says it's beginning to be crunch time.
This is why you play. We're in the middle of the thing, and we had a chance yesterday with a great performance and a win to be tied for first in the West, and we're a game back, and we've got 12 games left to play, and this is what it's all about. This is why you choose to come to Texas A&M to compete for championships, to do your very best to get to the postseason and go battle to get to Omaha.
That's Coach on the Louie Belina Show yesterday. First pitch against the Wildcats is tonight at 6:30 at Olson, with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. Texas A&M men's basketball held its annual awards banquet last night. Junior big man Tyler Davis was named the team's most outstanding player. Freshman TJ Starks took home newcomer of the year honors, and junior guard Admon Gilder was pegged defensive player of the year, as well as with the conditioning award. Now, if you'd like to see the rest of the awards, of course, you can go to our website, WTAW.com. The Houston Rockets scored 50 points in the third quarter en route to a 119-100 win over the Minnesota Timberwolves last night. James Harden finished the evening with 36 points as Houston takes a 3-1 series lead.
Just the entire team, we were confident. You know, we had a good talk yesterday, good practice yesterday, and even, you know, most of the guys stayed after, you know, practice just to shoot the basketball and be aggressive. You know, so, you know, you see Trevor coming out hot, and that kind of carried over. You know, and so for myself and Chris, obviously, you know, we had the mentality to be aggressive, make or miss shots. You know, that's what we do. We shoot the basketball, and eventually they start falling, and that's what happened.
And that's Harden after the win. Now the Rockets will try to finish things off tomorrow night when they host the T-Wolves for Game 5 in Houston. The San Antonio Spurs find themselves down 3-1, but will try to keep their championship hopes alive when they pay a visit to the Golden State Warriors this evening. The San Antonio got the better of the Dubs in Game 4 Saturday, 103-90. Tip-off is at 9:30. The Houston Astros saw their six-game win streak come to an end last night as they fell to the LA Angels 2-0. Yuli Gurriel was thrown out at third base by catcher Martin Maldonado to end the game after an original safe call was reversed on replay. Skipper A.J. Hinch says he's not blaming anyone.
It's a tough way to end the game, but I can't fault Yuli for trying to be aggressive. It's a result-oriented decision, right? We love it when it happens. When it doesn't go that way, you know, it can be frustrating because the game ends without an out being recorded by the hitter. But I certainly think Yuli basically got caught in a situation where their guy made an exceptional play and ended the game.
Hinch and the Stros will look to start a new winning streak tonight when they host the Halos again at 7:10. Up in Arlington, the Texas Rangers came up short to the Oakland A's 9-4. Things were neck and neck until the ninth when the A's broke out for 6 runs, 4 off reliever Kevin Jepsen.
Today was obviously not the way I envisioned it, but, you know, it's part of the game and it's the way it happens. So, you know, get some rest and do it again.
Hopefully Jepsen does a little bit better next time he's on the mound. Texas, which has lost 4 of its last 5, will try to rebound this evening when it squares off with Oakland again at 7:05. And police in Frisco, Texas are investigating a domestic violence complaint against Dallas Cowboys defensive lineman David Irving from a woman who later recanted. Police said the woman called police twice on Sunday after several media reports. The woman then wrote on Instagram that her allegations were false. And that's been your morning sports update brought to you by WC Tractor on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Hi, I'm Mark Hamlin. I want to thank you for the past 23 years as serving as your district clerk of Brazos County. Today, I want to endorse Margaret Meese to succeed me. Margaret Meese will develop a partnership with the experienced staff that we currently have. Margaret's legal and technical background will allow her to properly administer the many duties of the district clerk, including jury services, e-filing for all courts, and managing $3.5 million in fiduciary funds. Her diplomatic nature will continue the progress for Brazos County. It has been very rewarding to me personally to know the quality of people and the expertise that we have in Brazos County is second to none. Margaret Meese will continue this tradition.
Knowing me as an attorney, Justice of the Peace, Brazos County Department Head, fellow Republican and friend, current District Clerk Mark Hamlin sought me, Margaret Meese, out and encouraged me to run, saying that I will be well able to continue the work that he started in this office. I would appreciate your vote.
Political and paid for by Margaret Meese.
No matter what you need as far as glass is concerned, Acme Glass here to help you out, and they have been since 1946. Started right there on Main Street where their building still is, and they're there, and they'll do your, for instance, there they specialize in windshield replacement, chip repair and such. A few blocks down south on Washington, that's where you'll see actually the work that they do as far as residential and commercial is concerned. If you're looking for a shower enclosure to install one or to replace one, Acme Glass can do that for you, and they'll show you work that they've done here around the Brazos Valley and have been doing for decades. And a lot of people, when they do remodels or rework their house, their bathroom is one of the things that they do. And Acme Glass can give you examples of work that they've done and can do for you. And then College Station across from the main entrance at A&M, where they also specialize in windshield repair. If you'd like to get, for instance, a straight line bevel cut on a piece of glass or a mirror, they can do that for you at Acme Glass as well. Since 1946, family owned and operated with 3 locations, it's Acme Glass.
Hi, this is Eric at Sunshine Fun Pools. As the custom pool and spa season kicks into high gear, we're often asked, just how do folks pay for a swimming pool? Well, for the longest time, your only options were to pay cash or refinance your house. Things have recently changed, and in a big way. In our effort to make things as simple as possible for you, we've partnered with 2 of the largest swimming pool finance companies in the country. You can now simply apply for a signature loan and get approval within 48 hours. Most folks don't realize just how easy this can be. Don't let a fear of the unknown get in the way of your family's dreams. Reach out to us and let Sunshine Fun Pools find you fantastic financing options. And you'll be pleased to know that Sunshine Fun Pools will continue to give away our top-to-bottom plus in-floor cleaning system, the perfect complement to our outstanding equipment from Hayward. It's just one step closer to a hassle-free pool, and we're giving it to you for free in the month of April. Give us a call now so that we can help you create your family's story at Sunshine Fun Pools.
Hey, Matt Mitchell, News Talk 1620, WTAW. You know, we hear about stories of people being dragged off planes. Sometimes there are people who deserve to be dragged off planes.
Sure.
This was a Delta flight, 45-year-old woman named Sarah Beach, flight from London to Salt Lake City last Thursday. She's a U.S. American who's been living in England, and while they were over the ocean, she started sprinting up and down the aisle of the airplane.
It's a good time to get in some wind sprints. Yeah.
Sure, why not? Threw a cup of coffee at about a half a dozen customers.
Oh, that's probably not good.
Also turned over the drink cart, which again makes a lot of people very unhappy if you do that. Not clear what prompted it. Maybe she was afraid of flying in panic, not sure.
Or
anyway,
maybe the drugs she had taken.
They got her under control and made her sit next to one of the air marshals, which was fine for a while.
Mm.
Then she needed to go to the potty. When she came back, she tried to put the air marshal in a headlock.
Yeah.
Jumped on his back. That's when the other air marshal had to help out. Fortunately, there were two on there.
Yeah.
She sounds feisty.
Yes, she does.
Very.
Anyway, be a memorable flight. It's 7 o'clock, O'Brien Broadcasting Station, News Talk 1620, WTAW, College Station, Brian.